right. Well, if we're listening to a, I guess, a hyperactive version of, what are we listening to here, Jordan? Explain what this is.
I'm going to say that I hear nothing. There's apparently a technical problem.
Turn the knob on your headphone.
Oh, my God. What an idiot. What an audio
idiot.
Sorry,
I should have explained that. Apologies, Jordan.
Okay.
That's my fault. That's
all right, now let's take a listen. This is like a Duran Duran 12-inch, like a night version?
Well.
Oh, I see.
You know what it is?
Yeah, this is a souped-up version of Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Let's kill it now, because I think the idea is to get listeners, not drive them deep into the woods where they commit suicide.
What's the name of that band?
Mindless Self-Indulgence is the name.
Okay. Yeah, which is maybe the correct title for this episode. Welcome to the Conan and Jordan Show. And we usually begin with the Rush song, Tom Sawyer, which is your favorite band and maybe your favorite song of theirs. And then this was a hyped up version by the band Mindless Self-Indulgence. And that was a surprise for both of us. I didn't know that was going to play.
Well, what I'm saying is we've had a bit of time off. And there's been a lot of time to think of ideas. And that's what you guys came up with.
Don't include me in this.
Oh, okay.
Imagine a Soviet era space capsule.
Right.
And they put two chimps inside.
Yeah.
Now, the Russian scientists have been working hard on blasting the chimps into space. But you and I are the chimps.
Okay.
So I was unaware that was going to happen.
Okay.
And I've done no preparation for this podcast.
Right. Yeah, likewise. Now, is that the sense, do all your podcasts involve the same lack of preparation, or do you somehow devalue this one with respect to some of the others?
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. I care about those people.
I see.
We're talking about big stars like Al Pacino. I'll read his book. I'll think about all the things I want to talk to Al Pacino about.
Makes sense.
Or if I'm talking to President Barack Obama, I really put a lot of thought into it. When they say, when I call in, as I do in the morning, and say, who am I talking to today? And they say, it's you and Jordan. I actually stop off at UCLA and have a portion of my brain removed.
I see.
And destroyed.
You know, I've heard you talk about when you have a big guest like Harrison Ford, that there are some extra people out there in the waiting room. You know, the whole staff shows up, people that don't need to be here.
People are excited.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice. I walked in, it is empty out there. There
That's
is no
true.
One there.
There's one tumbleweed. And then the tumbleweed left.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we have a lot to talk about. Yeah. And Jordan, you know, I do treasure our friendship, if you can call it that. I don't know what it is, but we have some kind of chemical bond.
All right.
Which needs to be eradicated like smallpox. But people are fascinated. They like to listen to us. They like to watch us travel the world. You've come with me on some of my adventures. And we have this show that we do, which people do enjoy.
Oh,
believe
good.
It or not.
There's Happy been to hear great, that. I haven't been, seen the metrics.
There are none.
Okay.
There are no metrics.
No one even cares to measure.
No. Who would measure that?
Right.
But I want to start today with some, I think, good news for you.
Oh.
You have many pet peeves.
Okay.
You have many sort of causes that you champion.
All right.
Which are a waste of time. One is food coloring. You've been bothered about food coloring.
Yes.
Do you want to take us, give us just a quick tour of what you think about food coloring?
Well, it becomes most apparent when you compare some American food products to their foreign equivalents.
Mm-hmm.
Things like M&Ms, where if you get them in the United Kingdom, the colors come from things like vegetable juice. And the colors are a bit muted, I guess, compared to America's artificial color.
Like the British themselves, kind of washed out.
Yeah. Well, they'll live a bit longer because they have
Will
a
they,
healthy...
Though? I think they all have massive heart attacks in their 50s.
Right.
Because of all the pints they've been having.
Right.
But anyway, you're saying that the UK, they use natural food coloring.
They have more stringent requirements about limiting the types of artificial coloring that's used in our food. And when you talk about artificial flavor, I guess I could see the appeal in it because you want something to taste a certain way. You can't achieve it otherwise. But when you talk about artificial color, I mean, how shallow are we that we just need something to look a certain way?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you've made the same point many times that you think the Europeans do things better than we do.
Sometimes,
Well, you tend to mostly lean that way. You seem a little anti-American to me. I want to tell you that you should be quite happy. Robert Kennedy Jr., who is now the health czar of America.
Okay.
He's in charge of, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. given his medical background and his knowledge and his years and years of study. I think he has a medical degree. Does he have a medical degree? Does anyone know? You're looking it up right now? You don't have to. He does not. It's not important. Anyway, Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., has decided to ban the artificial colors and dyes that are used in the United States. He wants to get rid of them. And this is one of those instances where what the government's doing aligns with what you believe in. And yeah. he is getting rid of those colors. And okay. so probably one of the places you're going to see this most clearly is Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Now, do you enjoy Fruit Loops, the cereal?
They're not the ideal breakfast cereal, but yeah, I've been known to
ideal partake. In what way?
Well, I did a deep comparison of different breakfast cereals recently, and Fruit Loops, while they have a lot of sweetness, which is enticing, the texture is a little bit too airy. I like a little bit more substance, like a Golden Grahams is a little more fulfilling an experience.
Yeah. I love Fruit Loops.
Okay.
I have long been a Fruit Loops fan.
Do you know how to spell Fruit Loops?
What are you talking about?
Do you know how to spell Fruit Loops?
F-R-O-O-T.
Oh, okay.
L-O-O-P-S.
Good what job. Good job.
I went to Harvard.
Yeah.
You don't think I know how to spell Fruit Loops?
Right. Okay.
So Fruit Loops in the future, very yeah. soon, they have like fluorescent colors now.
Yeah.
Which I love, by the way. Those are going to be gone and they'll have a more muted tones.
You may call it muted. I call it natural. The way colors occur in nature.
Yeah, but I think that man's job on Earth is to improve upon nature.
They will taste the same. And I don't know what pleasure you derive in looking at that bright blue color.
And I like the way the colors change the milk.
Okay.
The great thing about Fruit Loops with all of the radioactive dyes that we use in the United States
right.
is that you can turn off the lights and like an alarm clock, you can still see the little, that's lit up.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Fruit Loops.
I don't even eat cereal in milk.
You know what's amazing?
What's that?
Fruity Pebbles. Have you had Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah, their texture is a little bit too slight for me.
I love that texture. I love how small they are. And there's so many of them.
I specifically dislike that. They're like slivers.
Okay, well, this is why you and I should never occupy a cell in a prison together.
Yeah.
Because we just don't get along on some of the major life issues. But the colors in Fruity Pebbles are insane. I've never done LSD.
Okay.
And I don't have to.
Sure.
Because I've had Fruity Pebbles.
Sure. Well, you better stock up now, apparently.
Well, the nice thing is I can stock up and they'll never go bad because of the dyes.
Okay.
It's true that any box of Fruit Loops you buy today will exist in its intact form 10,000 years from now and will be edible.
Okay.
Great improv, by the way. Okay.
I love that we're discussing current events. I like that this has become the format of the show. What else is in the news? And we'll weigh
Robert
in on it.
Kennedy.
Just inform me in advance if we're going to be changing the format of the show.
No.
We spoke for an hour about breakfast cereal like 2 weeks ago. If you want to continue, we can. I'm assuming this is leading to something. Where's the payoff coming?
I'm just telling you that we like to occasionally cover
right.
current events.
Okay.
This is a current event. It's in the news today.
Okay.
That Robert Kennedy Jr., the very well-qualified government official in charge, in the cabinet, in the Trump cabinet, who's in charge of our health and our welfare, who's done, I'm assuming, just years and years and years of hardcore research and study, has decided that this is the best course of action.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it's a good idea. And I think you agree.
If you're looking for a political opinion, I have none to offer. I am happy to hear that the United States is moving in the right direction with respect to artificial colors.
Now, do you hate bright colors in general?
No, I have no problems with bright colors, but I have a problem with artificial colors.
Okay, but when you see a movie, you know that they're doing, sometimes there's going to be some enhancement to the colors and things like that. When you see your beloved Star Wars.
Oh, when you call it an enhancement, I call it like an HDR color grade in the HDR10 color space, or perhaps the Dolby Vision color space, maybe even HDR10+. Of course, I understand that movies are graded. You're talking to an expert here. You come in there talking about enhancement.
Do you want to apologize?
Yeah. I could tell you. I could tell you the IRE level 400 nits. You're coming to me. You're coming to me like I'm a chimp explaining
you
to me that
me
movies
do
are
I,
colored.
Could I spell Fruit Loops?
Yeah, I like pleasing
colors. You thought
colors.
I was going to think it was yeah. F. Yeah. R-U-I-T?
Yeah, and
you
let's thought, not pretend that everyone knows that it's F-R-O-O-T.
Of course they know
you
it's that.
Me?
You wouldn't Why, call
you
them real Fruit
evident?
Loops?
No, that's
no
not
No one
self-
would do that.
No, 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 no.
No, no, you, no one asks for, I would like the loops that
how
are made
spell
of fruit.
How do you spell Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles is actually F-R-U-I-T-Y.
Very good. Just testing you again.
No,
you
these
did
are,
well.
This is what I majored in college. Okay. I wrote a thesis on Fruity Pebbles
right.
versus Fruit Loops.
Right.
Guess what? Summa cum laude.
Okay.
Yeah. I Louding. Actually went to Oxford and yeah. was given several prizes for this dissertation, if you will.
Okay.
Well, we're going to move on. But I
hope so. I thought this was going somewhere. That was it. That was the climax of that particular hunk.
You should okay. be pleased with how that went.
All right.
Because I've great,
great.
I've listened to some of our last conversations.
Okay.
This is a home run compared
great.
To some of them.
Good stuff.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just want you to know that that's what's happening in the news, and I'm glad you're happy.
Right.
Your choice.
Okay.
Your choice.
All right.
For the person who would lead this nation on health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in full agreement with you on most everything.
Maybe we could talk about interest rates next.
No.
Yeah.
You're also an anti-vaxxer, I believe. Just going to get that out there. Anti-vaxxer. And a flat earther, I believe, as well. You think if you go too far in Europe looking for a cappuccino, you'll fall off the edge of the earth. Is that true?
Mm.
And then a dinosaur will eat you. Jordan,
yes.
You and I have spent a lot of time together.
Yes.
And you have certain obsessions. One of them is pronunciation. It's important to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes your pronunciation of words is quite different than, not just me, but what most people would think is the correct pronunciation.
Oh, okay. That may be the case. I can't speak for how people interpret the things I say.
When you and I were doing the travel show for Max.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Argentina.
Mm.
I said it would be a good idea if we took lessons and learned how to dance the tango.
Mm-hmm.
You corrected me and said it's the tongo.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest I've ever come to hitting you.
Mm. Okay.
I've slapped you before, but I never struck you with a closed fist. That's the closest I ever came to striking you. You insisted it was the tongo. And it was an insane moment.
Okay.
And I think if you go online, people will realize that you were in the wrong. Well, you're constantly correcting my pronunciation, and I think you're errant. I decided to bring somebody in who actually knows about linguistics, and I believe you're a big fan of his YouTube channel. I'm talking about Luke Ranieri.
Oh, yes. Excellent
Luke
man.
Ranieri is yeah. here, and he's going to come in now. I think he's being probably...
Oh,
here
yes.
he is. Hello, Luke. How are you?
I'm great, Quinnen. How you doing?
Tell me a little bit about yourself, because I'm not knowledgeable about your YouTube channel. But thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about how you became fascinated with pronunciation, linguistics.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, I just fell in love with Italian and then later Latin. And for whatever reason, I wanted to speak Latin. I would just, for no reason, I was just a weirdo like that. And so wanting to speak an ancient language, I wanted to just figure out how it's actually pronounced. And thankfully, lots of people smarter than me wrote lots of books about that. And so I studied that. And then eventually I started talking about that on YouTube, how to pronounce Latin and ancient Greek in ancient pronunciations.
Well, I don't know how familiar you are with my dynamic with Jordan Schlansky, but for many years now, he and I have sort of like the coyote and the roadrunner. We've been at war. We disagree about a lot of things. Jordan is constantly correcting my pronunciation of certain words. There are times where I'm convinced he's wrong. He thought instead of tango, the word was tongo. I don't know where you weigh in on that one, whether it's tango or tongo.
Well, in Spanish, it's tango, but so that's a short ah sound, and a short ah can go either towards ah.
Oh, I know.
On,
I know it could
ah
be tango, but it's not. He was saying tongo, the way Tarzan would Tarzan would name a fellow ape. Hey, tongo, come here. Would you agree that tongo would be incorrect? It could be tongo, a quicker a. I accept that, but I will not accept tongo.
I liked your Spanish pronunciation when you said tango. That sounded good to me.
Tango, sí, pero es importante que nosotros... Claro que sí, claro
Oh,
que
Dios
sí.
mío.
Oh, Dios mío, sí, oh.
Yeah. And, yes.
But, okay.
As for
but,
English, but, I think you could go a lot of ways.
Okay, would you just please agree with me before we proceed that tango, T-O-N-G-O with a long...
No, I never spelled it T-O-N-G-O. It's El Tango. It's El Tango. But, I didn't make the word up. I'm only reciting it.
Luke,
there's no shortage of Spanish-speaking people in this town. You've got a celebrity here. You've got one of the few men on earth that can currently speak Latin, both classical and ecclesiastical, and you're asking about Spanish. We have 10 people in the building that speak fluent Spanish.
Luke,
you're wasting this man's time.
Would you say tango or would you say tongo?
Tongo sounds too much like
yes,
the Ferengi game
That's all we
from
need.
Star Trek Deep Space
Thank you
Nine.
So much. Now, before we continue, I'd like to know how to pronounce your name. Is it Luke Ranieri or is it Ranieri? What do you prefer?
So in English, I do Ranieri.
Boo.
And in Italian, it's good. Ranieri.
I think Ranieri sounds better.
I like it fine.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you go with Luke? Are you Luke? Like, Luke, I am your father. That would please my compatriot here, who's a big Star Wars fan. It's his religion.
Me too.
Do you go with Luke? Or just Luke? I have a brother,
Luke
and I
fine.
Call him Luke. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to divide us. We have a pre-existing relationship. Do you understand? You're the odd. I see where you're trying to go with this. I'm going to, spoiler alert right now, he and I are aligned.
Oh,
okay?
Really? Have you
now,
ever?
We may have
you
small,
guys are aligned.
We may have
so
small differences
have you ever
like
danced,
any human
Have you ever
do.
Danced the tango together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, later we may have a chance to test this and
okay, good.
With a little bit of a competition. We'll find out later.
Okay, now there are some words I think you and I have spoken before.
Okay.
You'll often give me what you say is the correct Latin pronunciation of certain words.
I do the best I can.
Or names, like Julius Caesar. We say Julius Caesar, and what do you say, Jordan?
Gaius Julius Caesar.
He says Gaius Julius Caesar.
No, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
No, I said Gaius Julius Caesar.
Okay. And is that correct, Luke?
For a classical Latin pronunciation, I think that's very good.
Now, do you think...
You're not going to win here. I
Hold
see
it.
Where you're trying to go. Keep trying.
No, but...
No, is it perfect? No, of course not. Is it better than what you throwing out of that pie hole? Of course it is.
So my speaking is hurling things out of a pie hole. So what you're saying, Jordan, is do you say Jordan? How do you pronounce it?
Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, I say Julian. Gaius. And what do you say for Caesar?
Julius.
Oh, and then
Caesar.
Caesar.
Well, that's the classical Latin, of course. It's Cesar in the ecclesiastical Latin. You should know that. You're a Roman Catholic.
So Cesar Romero is your favorite joker.
Sure.
Okay, how about Socrates? What do you, first of all, what do you say?
Socrates.
Socrates. And what do you say, Luke?
So Socrates is the modern Greek pronunciation. Jordan did it perfectly. Ancient pronunciation, say classical Attic pronunciation, Socrates.
Oh, you never did that one. That actually sounds like if I was getting directions, you know, in my car. Do you know what I mean? From a GPS. And it, you know what I mean? And it said that I had to take a left on Socrates Boulevard. It would go, take a left on Socrates Boulevard. Do you know what I mean? That's what a little bit what it sounds like. I think most GPS voices are probably programmed to speak in the correct ancient Latin.
Okay.
And that's why it sounds so weird to us. Do you agree with that?
I have a real agenda with this man. If we have his time, I have questions, okay? I know you have bits that you have planned.
I'm not doing bits.
I'd like him to rattle off every astrological sign in Latin. I'd like you to tell me how to pronounce Tyrannosaurus Rex in Latin. I want to know how to say Brontosaurus. I want to know.
Okay,
I
all, right, know, yeah. all right. Okay,
okay.
I'll take
I have
care
real
of you.
Questions here.
Okay.
All right? I think our viewers would
I'm
going to
blow past
hear,
the astrological signs because that's just cheesy and you're probably going to use that on some dating website. Tyrannosaurus Rex. What would be the correct way to say Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Tyrannosaurus Rex with a classical Latin pronunciation.
That's a real deal breaker for me. I mean, you're talking to a kid. Let's say you're talking to a kid and you just want to say, let's go to the museum. I don't want to go. No, come on. It's really cool. They have a T-Rex there. Oh, cool. I will go to the museum. I love a T-Rex. Jordan, when he's talking to his kids, he's going to say, do you want to come see a Tyrannosaurus? And the kid's going to go, no, I don't. And so your kids are never going to see a natural history museum in their lives.
Okay.
Because you're such a freak.
Okay.
Brontosaurus. How do you say it?
Brontosaurus. From the word bronte, meaning thunder in Greek. And of course, the saurus means a lizard or a reptile.
Of course.
Yeah. Now, caveat, we have all these Latin words.
Is caveat the way to say it? Or is it
caveat? I say caveat.
Oh, I say caveat.
Caveat. Caveat means may he or she be careful. Like, watch out, caveat. The caveat I would bring up is the fact that we have these names from Latin, ancient Greek, other languages, and we've anglicized them, like Caesar. And, you know, we can say, if we're speaking in Latin, we'll say Caesar or Caesar, potentially. But in English, yeah, we have these English pronunciations like Caesar and Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I mean, I would like to see you go, to an Olive Garden and ask for a Caesar salad and see what you get. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen.
Okay.
So I think sometimes it's off-putting. I guess that's what I would say to you, Luke. I appreciate your knowledge, and I appreciate that someone is making sure they understand the long-dead pronunciation of these names. But when Jordan does it in real life, it can feel like a put-down, and it can be socially a little awkward. Could you see how that would be?
Having done that for a long time and then changing my own behavior, yes, I can understand that.
So you modified your behavior because you realize I'm not going to say Caesar. I'm going to say, yeah, well, Caesar was stabbed on the Ides of March by the senators. That's what you would say. You wouldn't say Caesar, right?
Usually talking about history, yeah, Caesar was stabbed by Brutus and Cassius and the rest of the conspirators.
So you learn that Luke, because he's a human and has lived among humans, has altered his behavior somewhat, even though he is an expert, far more than you at all these pronunciations. He has altered his behavior somewhat in order to fit in society better.
Yeah, he has a forum to disperse his knowledge. He has
It's called Forum.
That's close. He has a couple of YouTube channels where he can talk about these things. This is my forum. Do you understand? This is my chance. Do you know what I've done here? I've started a dialogue. There are millions of people listening right now that now know how to pronounce
Caesar.
And it never even occurred to them before.
Right.
And they know how to pronounce the real names of dinosaurs. I'd like to cover Greek gods. I want to talk about things like habeas corpus and Pluribus Unum. We say these words every day, but we don't know where they come from.
You're providing a service. So many dates aren't going to happen. Because you've provided this knowledge. So many guys are going to be at bars and they're going to say, by the way, it's not Caesar, it's Caesar. And then they're going to go to say something else and the girl is gone.
In fairness, Conan, my fiance liked me because I was talking about those things. That's how we met.
I think she's Italian. He has a beautiful fiance.
She is.
This man is, I just want you to respect who you're speaking to right now, okay?
Can I just say one thing, Luke?
Like a celebrity.
I have no proof. There's no proof here that your fiance, it could be the old girlfriend in Canada bit. We have no proof that this girlfriend's real.
She's probably in the next room.
Their pictures are right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a picture too. Do you want to see the picture of my girlfriend? Yeah, I've got lots of pictures of my girlfriends from the past. Now they're going to look a little like supermodels that you've seen, but they were really my girlfriends.
Do you know that you're not an Aries? You're an Aries?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't
know
that.
Well, now you learn something new. And you could, for the rest of your life, you'll
and
know
you are,
that you're
what is an your, what is your
I'm
sign?
An Aries too.
Yeah.
Well, you're April 18th. You should know my birthday. It's 5 days before yours. I share it with Max Weinberg.
I don't know your birthday.
Okay.
Because I don't want to know your birthday.
Maybe after 30 years, it's time that you learn these things. You could have wished me well.
Happy belated birthdays.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. How would you say, are you familiar with the Karate Kid movies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know who they starred? They starred Ralph Macchio. How would you pronounce his name?
I remember it's M-A-C-C-H-I-O, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Macchio. That's in Italian, it's Macchio.
Yeah. Ralph Macchio, Lou Ferrigno.
I mean, Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk.
But here's where we get into an interesting thing. There is how they're known, meaning how they are known throughout the world. So you could be a huge fan of Ralph Macchio. I'm sure even if you pulled Ralph, if a state trooper pulled over a sports car and the plate said Karate Kid 1, Karate Kid 2, whatever, it was a vanity license plate, and the thing went down and he said, license and registration, what's your name, sir? And it was Ralph, the star of those films. And he said, he would say, I'm Ralph Macchio. He wouldn't say I'm Ralph Macchio. So this is important to me, that you're saying what you think it should have been 10,000 years ago, but no one calls it that. I mean, my name is Conan O'Brien. What would my name have been, you know, 800 years ago in Ireland?
I assume it was something like Conan, because I think that's what it is in Irish, Conan. Mm-hmm. But
O'Brien would be like O'Brien. I mean, it'd be Gaelic. I don't know. But that is not my name. My name is Conan O'Brien.
That's true. Though if we Latinized your name, it would be Conanus Briennius or something like that, which would sound cool. We like to Latinize our names when we speak, because it makes it easier for different parts of the grammar. So we have Conanus Briennius and Jordanes Lanscius.
Jordanus Lanscius? Do you wish that I called you that?
No, I appreciate all these factoids. Many people spend time on the internet watching various things. I appreciate spending a couple hours watching Luke and his excellent dissertations about any number of subjects. However, I believe in staying true to one's background, mm-hmm. so to speak. So I would want to know more of the Polish-Russian origins of my name and Irish for yours. But there are so many things I have to ask Luke, but I'll have to save them for another time, because it appears you have an agenda of jokes and quips. So I'll let you take the lead. I'll let you take the lead, and we'll converse offline. Because
why don't you test us, Luke? Why don't you test us on the pronunciations of historical Greek and Roman names? Do you think that's maybe a good test for the both of us? And we'll see.
I think that's a great idea.
Let's try that.
And let's start with what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game.
Okay.
And you'll both get the chance to steal. Mm-hmm. Now, let's start with, speaking of the assassination of Julius Caesar, here was one of the men behind it. Now, yes. Conan, we're going to start with you. What you can pronounce his whole name, or just that, we'll call it last name.
Well, he was stabbed by Brutus, and so I'm just going to say it was Brutus.
And now you got to try to do it in a classical Latin pronunciation. Best you can.
Marcus Junius Brutus.
Is that it?
Not bad.
Yeah, I just did it the worst way. I did it the stupidest way I could think of, and you said that was pretty close. Now you go for it there, Chimpy.
I would go with Marcus Junius Brutus.
Okay, I'm going to give that point to Jordan.
Okay. So when he said you too, Brutus, he was saying et tu, Brutus?
Brute.
So you too, yeah, like Brutus. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot to get out while you're... I mean, he was bleeding out of, I think, maybe 35 different knife wounds. And he had to get all that out?
Some historians say he didn't say anything. Others said he said, in Greek, kaisou teknon, and you, my child, and you, my son.
Yeah.
And others, etu brute is another
there's one,
rendition.
And also there's one account where he just went, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Can you imagine if you can go back in time in a time machine and hear everyone, how beautiful is that? Even when he says something like etu brute, can you imagine hearing everyone speaking like that, dressed in their togas?
I can imagine the togas.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, continue, sir.
All right. So speaking of Brutus, this was his wife. How is this pronounced in Latin? Jordan, we're going to start with you. Classical Latin,
Porcia. Mm-hmm. And I'd go ecclesiastical, I'd go Porcia.
I'm going to go
very nice.
I'm going to go Porcia.
Not bad, but I think I'm going to have to give that point to Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Porcia.
I see how the fix is in
English.
Okay.
Yeah, it means a little piglet.
Oh, that's a nice, that's great. That's some real misogyny there from Brutus. Hey, little piglet, come here. That's nice. Women love it when you call them little piglet. I'm going to go home tonight to my wife and say, hey there, little piglet.
You know, it's even worse because in a way, women in ancient Rome didn't get their own names. The usual name that they were called was just the feminine version of their father's family tribe name.
Yep. They wonder why that empire fell and is no more. When you don't treat the women right, the empire crumbles. A word of warning.
Well, how about a poet or two?
Okay.
Let's start with this one. First, Conan, can you guess what we call this poet in English? Because it's a little bit different.
I'm going to say in English, it's Virgilius.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Virgil. Very good.
Yeah.
And what can you do your best classical Latin pronunciation, Conan?
Virgilius.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. You know what? It's because you guessed it was Virgil, and the Vergilius sounded pretty good. We pronounce the V as a W.
I was going to go that way. I could have gone that way, but I knew that it was a fork in the road, and I could take either one.
That I like that. That was good.
I think I get that point. We don't even have to try, Jordan.
I'm giving that point. Just so you know, we're keeping score. This is a free and fair game show, so this is all, it's all correct and above board.
Of the game shows that have existed in the world, this might be the worst. But and I say that with kindness, but let's continue.
And that may be. Well, let's take this one. Jordan, what poet is this in English? What do we call him in English?
Horatio in English?
Not usually.
Oh.
It's Horace.
That's right. Conan is correct. And how would we pronounce this in classical Latin, Jordan?
Horatius.
Horatius, yeah.
I had it first. I'm sorry. You got to give me both of those points. Because
I gave you both a point.
I knew it was Horace. He didn't even know who it was. How many points do we have now?
We have 3-2. Jordan's in the lead.
Okay, let's go one more time, and you have to ask me first.
Okay, let's do a Greek one. This is a mythological figure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and well, we would know him as Odysseus.
Right, very good.
But in the Greek, it would be Odysseus.
Odysseus. Odysseus, get to the chopper. It's not a tumor. Odysseus. 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 Odysseus.
What do you think? We get it in there?
Eo barbare. Yes, you are. Yeah, definitely getting there. Jordan.
Well, first of all, we know Odysseus was Ulysses in Rome. And despite the pronunciation, which I'm not familiar with, I will tell you that a lot of people know about the Iliad, but do they also know about the Odyssey? Do people know that nobody could string Odysseus's bow except his son Telemachus, or is it Telemachus? And he had all these suitors coming after his wife, and he had a dog, and the dog was the only one that recognized. They thought he was dead, and he comes back, and the dog is the only one that recognizes him, and all these suitors are trying to string this bow, but they can't string the bow. And then Odysseus gets up there in disguise, and he strings the bow, and he executes the suitors, and everyone lives happily ever after.
If you were on the street in, say, San Diego, and it was 2:00 in the morning, and you said all of that, the police would put a blanket around you, and they would take you to a shelter, and you'd be medicated.
Right.
And the body cam footage would totally exonerate those policemen.
I understand.
You just raved like an absolute fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, you have the safety of being on a Zoom, Luke, but even you retreated somewhat from the camera. Wasn't that a little bit frightening, the intensity of that speech?
Well, it's kind of like, Tower of Terror. Sometimes frightening is enjoyable.
There are people out there that appreciate me. You need to understand
that. I haven't met them.
I'm polarizing individual.
Yeah, there's a Yeti. There's a Yeti out there, and I haven't met it. I've heard tell, but no one has footage. I have never seen even a photograph of someone who enjoys what you're saying.
Right. What I'm saying is, I am polarizing. I understand that. There are people...
No, polarizing means half are with you, half are against you.
That's right.
You aren't polarizing. No. You are completely alienating.
Okay.
No one is in your corner. I've never met anybody who's in your corner.
Okay.
Ever.
All right.
Ever.
I understand.
Ever.
The people that dislike me, I get it. I really
That's
do.
Called
I truly
humanity.
Do.
That's called humanity.
Okay.
That's the population of Earth.
Yeah. But the people that can tolerate me, I get you too.
I'd like to meet them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Luke. It's been lovely talking to you. And I do appreciate what you do. You seem like a lovely person. I am going to check out your YouTube channel. I want to give you a shout out, Luke Ranieri, or you would say Ranieri.
No, he wouldn't. He'd say Ranieri.
Don't argue. The man who actually knows, it's his name.
Yeah, well, you don't know. He knows.
How can
know.
They access your YouTube channel? What's the best way to find it?
Well, yeah, if you search for Luke Ranieri, you'll find both of them really easily.
Great.
And otherwise, the main channel is called Polymathy. It's like polymath with a Y at the end, Polymathy. Mm-hmm. And you can find a lot of my videos that way.
Well, I am a fan of people who know their stuff. You seem to know your stuff, and you seem like a very affable fellow. And so I wish you all the best. And it really has been nice talking to you. Thank you for intervening here, because this was an intervention. And Jordan, I do think now you may know some of what you're talking about.
Okay.
I still think you're completely wrong on Tongo, and I know that Luke agreed with me on that. And that'll wrap this section up. Okay, for better or worse, and I'm going to say worse, this was the Conan and Jordan show. And Jordan, once again, I wouldn't say it's a pleasure, but it certainly is an experience.
Okay.
You are so additive to the process. You're sullen okays.
If really I have nothing to contribute, out. I'm not going to pretend to contribute.
Okay.
But you know, right. When I do say something, it means something.
Okay. Are you about to snap?
I have nothing to say right now.
Okay. Well, for a guy with nothing to say, you are very animated and you seem furious. So we're going to go to take this out. This has been our episode of the Conan and Jordan Show. We hope you enjoyed it. We certainly have an interesting time making these. And, we hope you find value in this process. I'm just going to mutter on my way out. Jordan?
I have nothing to mutter.
The Conan and Jordan Show with Conan O'Brien and Jordan Schlansky is produced by me, Frank Smiley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Jim McClure. Engineering and mixing by Eduardo Perez. Our supervising producer is Andrew Gruss. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. The theme song is Tom Sawyer by Rush. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan and Jordan? Call the Team Coco hotline, 669-587-2847, and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. And be sure to subscribe and tune into Conan O'Brien Radio, Channel 104 on Sirius XM.